So tons to be excited about on tonight's episode with Perplexity's deep research, and truly one of the best deals in AI right now, in my opinion. So let's do a little bit deeper dive into the agent. I did use Perplexity's deep research to research Perplexity's deep research. I think I spit that out correctly. And I was super impressed with the results, of course, but also the transparency into the line of thought and the reasoning that the model employed when it was going about its research. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, back with an episode tonight that is definitely going to rank up there as one of the ones I am most excited to bring to you, mostly because I think we're going to talk about perhaps one of the best deals in AI right now, and just a super aggressive marketing move from one of my very favorite AI companies, Perplexity, who has just released a deep research agent for free. This comes amongst similar agents and solutions and features from competitors like OpenAI's Deep Research, Gemini 1.5 with Deep Research. However, in the case of OpenAI's expert level researcher, you're going to need to pay $200 a month. And with Perplexity, you get essentially the same capabilities for free. And not only am I super excited to have access to a deep research agent via Perplexity, but I'm super excited to see a competitive and aggressive move like this, utilizing a free solution or a freemium marketing solution, AI being made available to everyone, and hopefully driving the market in that direction. So tons to be excited about on tonight's episode with Perplexity's deep research, and truly one of the best deals in AI right now, in my opinion. So let's do a little bit deeper dive into the agent. I did use Perplexity's deep research to research Perplexity's deep research. I think I spit that out correctly. And I was super impressed with the results, of course, but also the transparency into the line of thought and the reasoning that the model employed when it was going about its research. I think it probably took about 3 to 5 minutes, which was basically what they marketed as being able to do as far as speed. And it very distinctly established a good source or a good citation, one that it found to be valuable and have useful information. And then it found several other sources to confirm and support the facts in that primary source. So again, just a very, I'll call it a reassuring process to be seen being done in the background as a research agent on your behalf. And another reason that I'm very hyped on Perplexity right now, and it's still one of my most used and favorite tools, is how it is very much adapting itself, the tool and the company, and its offerings, not to be washed out or undercut by OpenAI, the ChatGPTs, the Geminis. It has very much evolved from an AI search engine, which was what it originally was marketed as, to a very comprehensive research and productivity platform and a straight-up AI assistant. So let's just dive a little bit deeper into the actual process, the multi-stage reasoning process that I was describing earlier. It basically takes 5 steps. It analyzes your query. It does the iterative search, executing 15 to 20 targeted web searches. Then it uses Perplexity's index of over 500 million different documents. And then it does the evaluation of those sources. And this is kind of the mechanics. Cut here. Behind what I was describing earlier, when it found a source that it liked and then backed up the information in that source, it really applies credibility, a credibility scoring factor to that kind of filters through the results. And apparently this portion of the model that's being used for the source evaluation was trained on 10 plus terabytes of verified content. So after it's done evaluating those sources comes multimodal synthesis. So it's going to go out there and it's going to grab and integrate any text or code snippets that it can find, any other structured data that it's able to find on your topic. And then finally comes the generation of your report. So what would have very easily taken me a day or more of work of human hours, definitely 8+ human hours, can now be done in a matter of minutes. So what would have very easily taken me a day or more of work in human work hours can now be done in a matter of minutes. And the system is also leveraging Perplexity's new Sonar Pro model, which we didn't do a distinct episode on, but was rolled out just recently and is very impressive, and primarily with its speed and how fast it can analyze and respond, which is likely why we're seeing such fast speeds on this deep research agent. Okay, let's talk a little bit about how the deep research agent compares to its competitors. For instance, on Humanity's Last Exam, and again, this is the benchmark to end all benchmarks for AI models. It's a 3,000 plus question exam of expert level, PhD level questions, and Perplexity's deep research agent sits right in between the leader, which is OpenAI's deep research, and that's at 26.6%. And then you have Perplexity's deep research at 20%, and then Gemini's down at 13% in third place. So it doesn't quite beat OpenAI, but it is in second place. And again, you're getting that second place for free, depending on how many queries you want to use. If you want 500 or more queries, you're going to have to do the $20 per month tier. And at the free tier, you're good. And at the free tier, you're going to get 5 queries per day. So a very impressive score on humanity's last exam with 20.5%. So hopefully this episode is a little more rich with information, because I really did find the research and the report to be very, very much more nuanced that it gave me. So I definitely noticed a difference right away in the output. But another reason that this is particularly a big deal as far as differentiation goes is that shift that I mentioned from Perplexity, from just a search engine, just an AI search engine. It was always a very impressive tool, but from an AI search engine to an AI platform. And that is very key in this differentiation. For instance, it grabbed an impressive amount of comparison statistics for Perplexity against Google's Gemini with deep research and OpenAI's deep research. Of course, this is Perplexity telling me about Perplexity and how it may be better than these other models, although it did cite sources for where it was lacking and the shortcomings and limitations of Perplexity's deep research, which we will talk about as well. So I'm going to continue to trust the sources as long as they have the citations to back it up. So check out the links in the show notes to see the data for yourself. Anyway, let's go through a little bit of this comparison. First on pricing, again, you're getting this for free at 5 queries per day, and then $20 per month to get 500 or more queries a day. With Google Gemini, you're going to have to pay, I believe it is $20 per month to get that 1.5 with deep research. And for OpenAI's deep research, you need their pro model, their $200 per month pricing model. So just a ton of value right now. And like I said, this is, I really think, one of the best deals in AI as far as bang for your buck with these subscription AI tools. Perplexity is going to beat out Gemini and OpenAI here as well. Apparently, you're getting up to 5,000 words in your average responses from Perplexity. That's compared to 1,200 from Gemini and 3,800 from OpenAI. Then source transparency, and this one I might have to push back against a little bit. They say that the deep research agent beat out the Gemini with deep research, but I will say in my experience with deep research, there was like 100 plus sources, which is significantly more than what I saw with the Perplexity deep research agent. Keeping in mind that I have used the Perplexity deep research agent just once, again, in the researching of this episode at this point, right here. But I think Google having that 100 plus linked citations is not to be too unexpected considering their massive index of information that they have. So anyway, there's also some really impressive analysis being done of its performance, giving certain use cases. In one YouTube video linked in the show notes from the AI News, they did some financial analysis testing where they asked the different models to do some valuation studies on different SaaS products. And here were the results. Perplexity generated 39 pages with 127 citations. And apparently those citations included SEC filings and earning calls. Gemini produced 3 pages with 18 general references, but Perplexity took a little bit longer, 7 minutes versus 4 minutes for Gemini. In the YouTube video, they also tested the code sample accuracy in some React Native coding, and it scored higher than GitHub's Copilot. Perplexity did. Perplexity scored 92% versus 84% for GitHub Copilot. And speaking of coding, if you're a developer, it is also beating out OpenAI's API as far as cost, with one Reddit user being able to replicate OpenAI's research at 1/10 of the cost, according to the post. And again, that's linked in the show notes from the Coffee Loop in the Perplexity AI Reddit subreddit. In the Perplexity AI subreddit. So before we're assuming, now I mentioned before that Perplexity also is talking about some of its challenges and limitations right here in this report as well. So let's go over those. Most of these come from reports from users of the tool. So user reviews. There are apparently some gaps when it comes to certain niches and certain niche domains. For instance, on general topics, the model scored 92% accuracy, but only scored 73% accuracy on specialized legal queries or financial queries. So it also has more limited access to paywalled journals than some of its competitors, 15% of PubMed, for instance, versus 30% for OpenAI or Gemini. And then Perplexity also has a slightly higher hallucination rate than OpenAI, 5.2% for Perplexity versus 3.8% for OpenAI. The performance when you are a pro user, apparently there is still some latency and even some timing out that happens after 5 minutes in some complex prompts. So Anyway, all the more reason I think to probably trust Perplexity and the research being done on the Perplexity agent here. But again, just a huge swing from one of our favorite tools, one of our favorite companies, Perplexity. And I would think they really hit it out of the park, to be honest, as far as these pricing wars go and the overall effort to make this incredibly powerful technology accessible to as many people as possible. So honestly, I just want to hit Perplexity with a thank you for the cheap genius researcher that I now have in my pocket. And that's going to do it for today's episode. So if you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to... hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.